Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And with the death of Lansana Conte, the longtime leader of Guinea, the reports out of Conakry are confused this morning. First, where there were reports of a coup. Now there are reports that no, the government is not suspended. Joining us to try to sort this out is Alhassan Sila, who reports from Guinea for the BBC. Alhassan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What is going on there? We've had conflicting reports on the situation. What are you seeing?
Well, what we do know up until half an hour ago, the military junta, the spokesman for the military, who claimed that he was speaking on behalf of the entire Guinean army and that they had destituted the government of General Lansana Conte, as it were. As far as I know, they do that. That is still the situation. These reports of some former government official is saying that this was an attempted coup or something. It's not very well founded, because I've just been speaking to my sources before I came to the phone, and one thing they tell me is that the junta has already appointed its own leader, and they'll make that public within the next few minutes.
Well, Alhassan, I guess what I'm wondering is, in the last days of the rule of Lansana Conte, were there reports of tension between the military and the civilian leadership? I mean, is this something that's been building for a while, and that the people of Guinea have some expectation that there's going to be an enormous power struggle right now?
There was actually no tension between the military and the civilian rulers. What the people knew, what they were sure of, was that at the end of Lansana Conte's reign, the military will surely take power. People had the question, and I think we are living that reality today. The military has been an integral part of Conte's rule. They were part of the decision-making body. They protected the president. He used their barracks as his office and residence. So it was unthinkable in the estimation of many people here that the army, because of their closeness to the former president, the late president, were enjoying and living the good life, would give this up on the altar of democracy. I think everybody knew this, that it was only a matter of time that before they seized power. But I think what might have surprised people was the speed with which they've taken power, because when Lansana Conte similarly seized power following the death of the first president, Ahmed Sekou Touré, he waited until all the senior rights had been given the former leader before he took power. But this one was rather swift, and I think that's the only thing that has surprised anybody here.
Well, it's very quick. The question is this a transitional move on the part of the military, or an attempt to really pursue taking power in Conakry? Alhassan Sila, thank you so much. Alhassan Sila reports from Guinea for the BBC, and he spoke with us from Conakry, where there are conflicting reports in the aftermath of the death of longtime leader Lansana Conte in Guinea, that the military has taken power. We'll know more about that later on in this week. And now we want to remind you of our challenge. Are there holiday songs that stick in your mind that will not go away? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Hey, guys. Aaron Spector from Norwalk, Connecticut. My favorite and ear-ringing Christmas song is Christmas at Ground Zero by Weird Al Yankovic. The lyrics stick with me. I can never remember them all, so it tortures me.
Everywhere the atom bombs are dropping. It's the end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.